Chapter 7.
"You have dug up half the desert here, Ed," laughed Rashid as he got closer to the hole. "What have you found?"
He peered into the deep hole to have a look. He could see the spine, legs, and rib cage of a large creature. Ed was digging at the tail end of the skeleton now to try to see more.
"I don't know what it is yet," said Ed, "but it's really big, and the back legs are quite short. It's so close to the surface of the sand."
"Oh, wow,"
said Rashid as he put his head further into the hole.
"Think it might be a Spinosaurus," said Ed, "but I need to see the head to be sure."
Rashid called Dean over.
"Dean, go back and fetch Professor Miller, please. Tell him to bring the other students with him. They all need to see this discovery."
Dean nodded excitedly and ran off quickly to give Professor Miller the incredible news. Rashid started to move some of the sand away from the hole. He tried to see the head to identify this skeleton. Moving the sand with his hands was difficult and slow. Ed was using his spade and was carefully digging around the tail. He saw more bones.
"I really think that this is an important discovery, Ed," said Rashid. "The only complete Spinosaurus skeleton was on display in a museum in Germany. During the war, the building collapsed and the skeleton was destroyed. So this discovery could be really important."
"Brilliant," said Ed. "I'm going to keep digging."
Soon, the whole group, including Professor Miller, was standing around the hole. They were looking into it in amazement.
"That's fantastic," said Liz. "Do you think it really could be a Spinosaurus, Professor Miller?"
"It certainly looks like that," said the professor. "I can't believe that it's not broken. It is all in one piece."
Rashid looked at his watch.
"We must get out of the heat, rest, and return to the cars as soon as the temperature falls. We don't want to return too late."
"You're right," said Professor Miller. "Let's mark the fossil find with our flags so that we can easily find it again."
Ed climbed out of the hole as the others pushed their coloured flags into the sand around the large skeleton.
"What will happen next?" Ed asked Professor Miller.
"I'll speak to the museum, and we may come back tomorrow to dig some more," he said.
Ed didn't want to leave his discovery. He put his purple flags around the edge of the hole too. He wanted to protect the skeleton and take photos. The group walked back to rest in the shade. Later, they collected their rucksacks, and then they started the long trek back to the cars. They were talking excitedly as they walked. It would be dark when they got back to their hotel. Ed had lots of questions. How would Professor Miller contact the museum to tell them about their discovery? When would they return to continue the excavation? What had they discovered? All of the students were thinking about what would happen next. But it was a long journey in the dark, and before long, they had fallen asleep. They only woke up because they heard Professor Miller speaking on the phone.
"Can we use your sand buggies to travel to the excavation site?" he said. "Could you bring those tomorrow? Will Professor Latifa come too?"
The students were silent as Professor Miller listened to the reply. They looked around and saw that they were in a small town. Rashid had parked his car behind them. He got out and walked towards Professor Miller's car. Rashid put his head through the open window of Professor Miller's car. He was silent while Professor Miller was on the phone.
"Great," Professor Miller said into the phone. "See you tomorrow. We'll meet you at the hotel at 6 a.m.
"Is everything okay?"
he asked when Professor Miller had finished his phone call.
"Everything is very good," said the professor. "We are going to have a very exciting day tomorrow."